The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. It's nice to be here and to practice together. It's such a wonderful thing to be able to practice with others, even if we are all in our own place, just to know that others are practicing at the same time can be such a tremendous support. So, to begin our time together, and just take a meditation posture. I once heard a Dharma teacher say, take the most spiritual posture. I thought that was kind of funny, like this idea that there's a spiritual posture, but take a posture that supports meditation, that supports your intention to meditate and your intention to listen to the Dharma. For many of us, it's helpful to have an upright spine from which the limbs can hang. And if having the uprightness in the body helps the mind to have some alertness, a little bit of attentiveness. Of course, the body and the mind are really connected, so it does make a difference whether we are or it makes a difference what kind of shape or when I'm saying shape, I mean like pyramid or a triangle or just laying down. So it does make a difference what posture we're in. Find one that's comfortable for you, but also expresses your intention, and not only that, maybe the dignity or uprightness. And then if you're in the sitting posture or whatever posture you're in, can you know that you're in that posture? What is it like to bring your attention to the physicality of this moment? Maybe there's a collection of experiences, some that are obvious, maybe some that are subtle, maybe some that are pleasant, some that are neutral, maybe some that are uncomfortable. However it might be, can you rest your awareness on just recognizing this is how it is right now? You might notice the pressure against the body, where the body is connected in contact with the chair, the cushion, whatever it might be. And a way to sit and know you're sitting in a way that's often connecting with the pressure points. And then to help us settle in, we can bring our awareness to any other bodily sensations that are compelling or maybe a little bit calling our attention. In just a kind-hearted, gentle way, can we bring our attention to those areas of the body? And welcome them into the meditation as well. They're already here. We might as well invite them in. Doesn't mean it's easy, doesn't mean it's pleasant. But can we bring all of our experience, including the uncomfortable ones? Or maybe a better way to say it is, without feeling like we have to excise or remove somehow those experiences that don't match our preferences. And of course, when we bring our attention to the body, we often notice that the body is breathing. We can rest our attention on those sensations. The movement of the chest or the belly, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. without feeling like it needs to be different. We're just noticing, resting our attention on. The sensations of breathing. Allowing the breath to be natural and just the way it is. Is there a way in which we can bring all of ourselves to this meditation period without being fragmented and without adding extra stories? Extra expectations, but to show up for the next breath as completely as we can, in a soft, gentle, warm-hearted way. giving the mind and the body a place to land here, now, with this meditation. What would it mean to bring all of yourself to the practice? Even those parts that maybe you think you don't want to bring to the practice. This is the beauty and the power of mindfulness, is there's nothing that we can't be mindful of. No aspect of our lives experiences Is there a way that you can bring that sentiment or that idea to just being here with the breath, all of yourself? we practice with bringing all parts of ourselves to this moment. So that the completeness of who we are can support us as we show up in the world. Our wisdom, our compassion, our care, maybe our fear, sadness, but the fullness of our being, the completeness of who we are. The beauty of who we are. We bring this to practice as a support to help us bring this into the world. The world needs people to be authentic and complete and wise and caring. So can this May this practice support all of us to show up in the world with our beauty and our inner beauty, our inner goodness, our care, and our wisdom.